Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you or me? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rite of purification, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. He said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. And this, my brothers and sisters, is the good news, the gospel of the Lord. The gospel authors had a simple objective. They wanted to help readers come to know Jesus so they would realize the reality of a loving God who sent him. In recording what Jesus was like, what he said and did, they hoped to help believers know more intimately what God was like, so they could more easily recognize and take advantage of his presence in their lives. Today's gospel story does a particularly effective job of helping us do just that. By way of background, this story occurs at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. It includes only one of two gospel conversations Jesus has with his mother, the second being at his crucifixion. Mary is present at the beginning and end of Jesus' ministry. Mary is special to Jesus. Mary is special to God. Mary can help us find our way to the divine if we're willing to seek her help. The story takes place in a small village near Nazareth. There's nothing particularly special about Cana. It is commonplace. God is found in the commonplace, in the details of our lives. He is always present, waiting to be found. The story features a wedding. Weddings are about relationships becoming more fruitful. God is always most present in those relationships that are most fruitful. The primary way God speaks to us is through those we love and who love us in return. Weddings are also a time for celebration. God delights in celebration and calls us to celebrate. Celebrate the goodness in our lives and the goodness of our God. For whenever we experience the joy of celebration, we are experiencing the divine. No matter how good a relationship, there will still be problems. I'm not talking about major crises like death. I'm talking about everyday bumps in the road that, if not dealt with, hold the potential of growing into major stumbling blocks that detract from our ability to celebrate life and each other. Sort of like running out of wine at one's wedding. Just imagine how embarrassed the wife and the wife's parents would have been. When we seek God's help in dealing with life's bumps in the road, when we are even willing to ask his mother to intercede for us, it is amazing how often God blesses us with an unexpected and unearned event in our lives. Little miracles or blessings, you call them what you will, but events that help us move past our problems so we can live life more fully. Free gifts, with no strings attached, that like good wine, transform the ordinary and seemingly tasteless into times of even greater celebration. And that's the good news. How is God present in my life?